views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, let's see what the Posse of Angels wish to share with us today on how we can become empowered, how we can believe in ourselves, and they're going to do this with the topic which they've entitled, You Are Famous, You Are a Success. Oh, and I forgot to wish everyone a happy summer solstice and a happy equinox, and I won't go into all of the explanations about the summer solstice, but it is the time where it's halfway through the year, and it's a time of new beginnings, and it's the start, as I said, of the second half of the year. The Posse of Angels keep telling me it's a time of summer harvest for all the seeds that we've planted previously to now manifest in order for us to harvest. So keep your intuition high, keep your those feelers of gut feelings and watching for the signs on how all those seedlings that we planted previously are going to now come forth as we will experience summer harvest. But let's get back to our topic. You are famous. You are a success. You know, everyone, with the release of my third book, my second novel in last year in 2016, I was speaking with an acquaintance who is in public relations. And when I expressed how happy I was that the novel was finally going out into the world, he said, "Oh, yes, I bet you're anxious to find out what others think about your novel and if others will accept it." And without a moment of hesitation, I replied, "No, to be quite honest, I'd not entertained either of these things. What others think about my novel has more to do with them and who they are and their perceptions that they bring as a reader. Quite frankly, when I release a book, I never even think about whether someone will accept it or not. In fact, any creative person that would worry about what others thought or about others accepting their work would never, ever put one dollop of paint on a canvas to express themselves, and they would never pick up a musical instrument to compose. And I can tell you that no author would ever publish their work for fear that there would be someone out there that may not accept it or even like it. After a long silence, he then added, "But you do wish for yourself to be famous and your book to be successful." And my reply was that, "As a child of God, I am already famous and I'm already a success, as my work is just an expression of who I am, and it's an expression of my divine, inherent, eternal nature, and it's just speaking through me. That makes me already successful." You know, everyone, this got me to thinking of how many times and how many of us long for fame. We ask for fame, and we certainly ask for success. And it reminded me of a former client. Now, at almost 91 years of age, my client Maggie, and this is not her real name, but Maggie had certainly lived a very full life. When she was in her 20s, she'd chosen to be the singing voice for several major film stars in very successful movies and in musicals, and she headlined as a singer on the radio. As her professional star was shining brightly and on the rise, she met her husband, who was a famous jazz pianist. When they married, she decided to give up performing so that she could raise their children and be supportive of her husband's career. Wistfully, she recalled her husband's achievements and all the possibilities of success that she'd been presented with that had not been realized in her life. As she spoke, she frequently sighed deeply, as if there was a heavy resignation sitting upon her heart. With four small children, Maggie was pretty much housebound. Although she occasionally sang with her husband's band, she was relegated to watching her husband's career take off and soar as he played for the legends of music like Aretha Franklin and Sammy Davis Jr., Pat Boone, and Ella Fitzgerald. She went on to say that even though she was not performing, she desperately wanted to express her love of music. So she decided that she would teach voice lessons from her home. You know, when I asked her how she felt about having decided to teach over performing, she sighed again and she replied that, well, it provided for her, an outlet to express her love of singing. You know, but she said, "I guess the old saying is true. Those that can do, do, and those that can't, teach." Teaching was fine, she said. It was nothing like performing, for I really felt alive when I performed. Again, she sighed deeply, and she said, "You know, I could have been famous. I could have been a success." This longing of not having achieved fame, well, it was a constant weight that was weighing down and burdening her heart. And she kept carrying this around and carried around for the better part of 91 years. Now, during the remainder of our session together, the Posse of Angels showed her life's choices from an angel's perspective, from a higher perspective. Her path to performing was actually blocked because of what she wrote into the contract of her life, which was of such immense importance, yet not only for herself, her passion, her light, her enthusiasm, and her creative expression demonstrated an immense joy. And you know what, everyone? It had a transformative effect on the thousands upon thousands of students that she taught. The Posse of Angels showed her that each student that was under her tutelage was like a light bulb which she helped turn on. They her students, were so affected by her teaching and how it individually changed them that they went on to emulate these same qualities in their life. Now, during her 50-plus years of teaching, many of her students went on to be international opera singers, musical directors, and Broadway performers, and each one carried Maggie's enormous light in their hearts as they illuminated the path of joy and passion for others to follow. You know, with the insights from our session, which shifted and lifted her resigned, stagnant energies off her heart, she suddenly realized that it was more important for her to touch the lives of these thousands of students and send these light bulbs out into the world rather than get so-called fame, what she thought she was supposed to do, or ought to or have to have done, through being a solo performer and gotten the fame and the recognition and success that way. She did say to me, "Candy, I don't know how to fully express my gratitude and appreciation for our session today. You and the Posse of Angels have given me the freedom and the empowerment that I needed. At 91, she said, "I now feel like I have a new lease on life. I feel so much lighter, like a huge burden has been lifted off my shoulders." She said, "I feel like I can fly again." After Maggie's session, I found her words, "You know, I could have been famous. I could have been a success," echoing over and over in my head. It got me to thinking, what does it really mean to be famous? And how do each of us measure success? So I asked the Posse of Angels for their heightened perspective on fame and success. And especially in our technological world, do we add up the number of likes that we have, the number of people that comment or share on our social media? Do we measure our success by the quantity of clients that we have? Do we measure our success by the fame, you know, or the recognition? Do these things add up to us believing or perceiving that we are successful? The Posse of Angels said, firstly, when I asked them to give me some insight on human beings being successful and famous, the first thing that they did was laugh. Now, as I've mentioned many times before, they never laugh at us. They laugh with us. They began by stating that when we ask to be famous and when we ask to be successful, we're asking for that which we already are. Being children of God and coming from the purest, most loving source, being a reflection of that, we are infinite. We are limitless and divine. We're whole and complete, just as we are. You know, on some level, be it conscious or unconscious, we know this in the deepest core of our souls. It is irrefutable that we are famous and that we are successful at being who we are. And we are so unique that there is no other soul or person in any space, time, and dimension like us, as we have our own fingerprints. And like snowflakes, no two of us are exactly alike. So we're famous already just for being our unique self. How we present that to the world, that's our free will and that's our free choice. You know, we know this, that we are famous and we are successful when we're born. And we retain this knowing while we are very young children. You know, children say and do things not to be quoted and noted for what they do, but they are motivated to act and to speak directly from their hearts. A child's identity is allowing themselves to be who they authentically are. You know, it is unfortunate that when some children get older, they become reprogrammed to believe that they are no longer famous and they are no longer successful for just who they are. This message of not being enough finds them turning their attention outward to attain and achieve something in order to determine their identity. Now, this is bizarre. As the highest source possible, God created us from pure divine source and made us enough in the first place. You know, I've often said that we don't have to do, create, or produce anything in order to be divine. This is our birthright, in order to be who we are. Once we turn our attention outside of ourselves to receive recognition, fame, success, external forces, and we allow external forces to impose their ideas of what success and fame means, then we find ourselves always in a downward spiral. We look to the outside world to actually determine whether we are worthy and we're deserving of not just being who we are, but ultimately for existing in the first place. I have so many clients saying to me, you know, I don't feel a value when I'm not doing. I don't feel a value because I have less clients. I don't feel a value. And we can only feel a value when we turn the mirror back on ourselves and we allow ourselves to serve in the way that God wants us to serve. And just a hint there, all we need to do is, if you don't know what to do, ask God, show me how to be of best service. And most people discount that when the signs come in and the messages come in because it doesn't come in the way that they expect it and are attached to how they should be of best service. Now, the Posse of Angels wants us to remind all of us, as humans, that we are pure intention. And there is nothing wrong with having goals that we would like to achieve, but what is most important is that we truly do not lose the forest for the trees by losing our sense of who we are, with or without the achievement of said fame or said success. For no matter what fame and recognition we get, we realize the luster and the thrill from that achievement, because of our humanness, well, it will eventually die down and it will be replaced with some other goal, because this is how human nature works. Every time we're grabbing for something outside of ourselves to get our identity, when we grab onto something, there will always be another something that we will look towards. And if we need that constant outside validation and so-called hit of fame or success to get our sense of identity, then the high from that attainment, as I said, will wear off. And once fame and success fades away, so does your belief in who you divinely are. You know, to be human and to not lose one's sense of self in the process of attaining our goals and dreams is no small feat. And great goals and dreams in life demand great sacrifices in order to be attained. But along the journey to those dreams, it is imperative that we don't lose sight of who we divinely are and we truly take our achievements into stride. Now, an example of not being carried away with one's fame and success came from an article I read about where actors keep their Oscars that they won. The actress, Emma Thompson, who I absolutely adore, she keeps her two Academy Awards on a shelf in her bathroom, and she says she does this to keep her perception in check about being, in quotes, famous. You know, like many others who achieve fame, Emma is one of those actors who had truly a solid sense of self before she became famous. By understanding who she was before fame arrived, she was able to not let fame and recognition define who she is. You know, each of us was formed by God as a unique expression of fame and success, and we were sent into this human incarnation with a full toolkit to build, to imagine, to create a glorious life. And the more we bring forth our gifts and our talents and creatively and passionately share them with the world, we will connect with the fame that is already part of our divine inherent nature. By doing so, our success is felt by doing what we do well without any thought of being famous. Now, the Posse of Angels wish me to remind you of the three gifts that we are given before we incarnate. And this helps us to bring about those talents and those gifts and those abilities in us. The first is we are more guided and protected, cherished, loved, and adored by our angels and our spirit guides 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every month, every year, until we cross over. And they are there to show us the signs how to step forward as to the how and the when of life working out. So that's the first gift, and that's a great gift. So we don't have to do it all of ourselves. Our journey is a co-creation for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of others. The second gift that we are blessed with is abundance is our nature, and that's our toolkit. We are pure potential, and in any moment, we can go into that toolkit, that abundant nature of ours, and we can change our lives. Last week's program was about writing a new story for our lives and where we can put our focus on if we don't really like the reality that we've created. And the third gift that we've been blessed with is that we don't have to worry when things happen because everything happens in divine timing. And so those three blessings or three gifts that we're given as human beings and help us so much to realize our divine inherent nature and to co-create our journey with God. You know, I consider myself to be a successful author, talking about fame and success, not because I aimed for success. I'm successful as a writer for doing what I love and what I believe in. Through the laws of attraction, this feeling of abundance and a joy and powerful, enthusiastic, creative expression then naturally resonates with the high frequency of the universe and works like a magnetized beacon to draw others to myself that wish to promote me, support me, and align themselves with my creative endeavors. You know, quite frankly, when I wrote One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, my autobiography, which is the sequel to One True Home, I am an angelic walk-in, and I channeled my first book, Angels of Faith. I never thought about marketing and distributing. I never thought about success and fame. I did it because I love to write, and it gave me so much joy. And like I just said, that joy has gone out into the world and has connected others which love the messages in the book. And the books have flown and opened up all kinds of doors for me to take my messages out onto different platforms. So it is a natural law of the universe. And when we get out of our own way, then we manifest more possibilities for us to continue to do what we absolutely love doing. You know, many people think that success is the key to happiness when it's just the other way around. As happiness and joy is the key to success. Simply put, if you love what you're doing, you will be successful. And the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that a life that is lived with passion and creativity, joy and love and integrity, even if it lacks the publicized perception, whatever that is, of fame and success, or we don't get the amount of likes or shares that we wish, is like a radiant, our fame and success is like a radiant, bright star that not only lights a path for others to follow because we joyfully and enthusiastic and creatively do what we love doing, but also our light shines a heavenly light for the angels to dance by. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, and you might be watching the show, as the show is live on Facebook Live TV. And to access that, all you need to do is go on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, click on the link, and you can watch the show as well as listen to it. So we are going to take a quick break, and then afterwards we will come back for those phone callers for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. I'll see you after this quick break.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, and now Angel Healing House Radio TV, as well as we are on Facebook Live. And as I mentioned before the break, if you want to watch the show as well as listen to it, go to the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, click on the link, and find us there. So without further ado, let's go to our callers. Let's see if people would like a free angel reading with myself and the Posse of Angels, or perhaps they want to discuss this topic of being famous and successful. Let's go to our first caller. We have Danielle from San Diego. Danielle, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, hello? I can. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. So, do you consider yourself famous and successful?
Yeah. That's how you attract it, right?
You're absolutely.
There already. I am there.
Yes, I'm there already. That's wonderful.
I love hearing about your writing, too, because I am also a writer. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not famous yet, but I do, my goal is to get books out there to inspire millions of people, right? So,
one thing that I want to add there is that if your books, don't worry about numbers, number one, because he who helps one person saves the world. And, you know, don't worry about numbers. And don't worry whether your books inspire anybody or not. They inspire you, and that's the ultimate. You put them out with joy and creativity and passion and enthusiasm, and let go of everything else. And just show up as that beautiful light, that beautiful example. Also, might I add, the Posse of Angels are poking me in the neck. I don't know what that's about. Okay. They want me to impart to you, Danielle, that don't, if it may not happen for you, it didn't happen for me, you don't necessarily have to wait for a publisher or a literary agent to show up. You might get the hit or the intuition or the intuitive messages to self-publish the book. And when it goes out there, then it will attract the attention or go where it's needed, and then maybe perhaps it'll find its way to a publisher or something like that, but go with your gut instinct. Don't always go with what you expect the road to look like, and then it will unfold with more magic.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
I love that.
Have you started the books already?
Yeah, I have a couple of books that I have self-published. It's funny because I actually was, like, law of attraction, just I fell into independent publishing. I had a small publisher and things didn't work out. But then I was guided to self-publish. My novel is more along the lines of kind of what you talk about. It's visionary and metaphysical fiction. And that one hasn't reached as many people as I had hoped, but I kind of gave up on it. But things have aligned for me to really get the message out there more. I write children's books too, which have been doing pretty well.
How wonderful!
But yeah, there is the the want to really inspire lots of people. Sometimes I do worry, like you said, about like marketing. Like, what do I have to do to market? And I kind of gave up on that. But I feel like I've recently been kind of pushed to get the message out there.
Well, yes, but all you need to do, okay, the Posse of Angels are saying, sweetheart, all you need to do is say out loud, okay, I can't figure this out. I'm just getting shivers all over. I can't figure this out. Show me how to be of best service. Excuse me. You just show me where to step, how to be of best service, and take these books out into the world. And I will follow your signs. Have you done book signings before?
Yeah, a few.
Okay. And have you taken your children's books to schools to read them?
I have, yeah. Recently, things kind of slowed down. I have my daughter who's 19 months old, so it's been a little bit harder. But
yeah.
I'm not going to let that be back anymore.
Well, they want you to know that, it was very important these past 19 months. How many children do you have?
Just one.
Oh, well, yeah. that's why they're saying it was most important these last 19 months to put that time and that effort and that love and into your daughter. And then you're getting this urge now. As she's getting closer to the 2-month mark, and to fire up your writing again, and because as she gets a little bit older, and is maybe in daycare or kindergarten or things like that, then you'll have more opportunities to get your message and your book out there. But they're applauding you. They're applauding you for following your authorship. And they're saying they will send you opportunities to get your message out to the world, because they're saying that God wouldn't have given these books to you if they were meant to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Thank you.
That's an important message. Okay. Let me pull some cards for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the expression, you know, when people ask me, well, you know, excuse me, you know, how did you think about marketing or distributing it or what you were going to write or content? And I said, well, a writer writes. They don't think as much about what they want to write as they feel. They feel it. They allow themselves to open to the divine channel, and then it flows through us. And then it has the intention and the spark of the divine within it. The first card that comes out for you, oh, out of 78 cards, I love this card. Okay, this is the Sun card. And as we were talking, those in tarot know, and that know about tarot, know that the Sun card is a radiant card. It's a card of brightness and happiness. And as we were speaking about your writing, this is how the angels feel. This is the Victorian fairy tarot deck. And these little fairies are dancing around the sunflowers. And that's the way they feel, Danielle, when you are writing, when you're sharing your writing, and the amount of radiance and illumination on the planet is immense. The next card that's coming out for you is Temperance. And I know what they're talking about here. This is the Balance card. This is, above all, the message here is patience. The last 19 months was paramount for you to give to your daughter. And you did so wonderfully. But at times you felt held back. Felt held back, that you couldn't write as much as you wanted to, you couldn't promote, you couldn't do all the things that you wanted. But in those 19 months, you've established a wonderful, strong bonding and a foundation with your daughter. And the time is coming, they're saying, that you will feel more freedom. And then and things will balance out as far as you getting your writings out into the world. And then the next card, oh, isn't this wonderful? It's called the hanged fairy or the hanged man. This is just a time of suspension for you, a little bit of suspension. This is the hanged fairy. He's amongst puppies. And puppies are a time of also the puppy seeds make, you know, people feel sleepy. It's a time where things have slowed down for you. So really, they want you to know that just because things haven't shown up yet doesn't mean that they will not show up, and that you're just not just biding your time, but that you're doing what's best for you and your daughter. And ultimately, the planet, and then things will start to show up as she gets a little bit older. So, I will pull one more card for you. I don't usually pull four cards, but one more card from this mystical deck that I have, as they are asking me to pull one more card for you. And this card says, "Moving forward." How funny is that? And the bottom says, "Get ready for positive change." So they're saying you found your way to Angel Healing House Radio to know that positive change is on the way, and all you have to do is let go of expectations and just ask, how should I be of best service as a writer, as an author, to get my books out into the world? So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And from one author to another, well done.
Thank you. I look forward to reading your books, too.
Oh, well, you can buy them on my website. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Danielle, for that. And, the messages in Danielle's reading were not only meant for her, but were meant for lots of other people as well, including myself. To know that today, the first card that came out today of all days, with it being the equinox, with it being the summer solstice, was the sun. The sun is shining radiantly on each and every one of us, and it's shining on the seeds we have already planted. It's shining on those intuitive things and inspired action that we took this year, last year, maybe in the past 10 years, and summer harvest is coming up for many of us, and the possibilities, the tangible manifestation of that, which we will see on the earth plane, and it's coming, it is coming for us. So all you got to do is open to receive. Let's go to our next caller. By the way, with another almost 15 minutes left in the show, if you do want to call in for a free angel reading, that's 1-800-930-2819. And let's go to our second caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing? Yes, I can.
Okay. So I started a process with one doctor a couple of months ago, a functional medicine doctor who's pretty expensive, and there's some, and you know, and then so are like the, I don't know, maybe 12 or 13 supplements she wants me to take. And I'm not, there's some things that have happened, and I'm not sure if it's the right doctor for me, but I already invested a lot, so I'm a little bit torn, and I don't know if it's better to start over with somebody else or to keep going, or if maybe I don't need the help at all. And I was just trying to figure out what the, you know, what the best thing to do is, and if, you know, if things are out of balance, if something like this would help.
Okay.
Or, so, you know, go to, like, Parsley Health or something like that instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The first question was, is it the correct doctor? And they're saying yes. And they're and then you said, is the doctor beneficial for you, or, you know, is the right doctor? And they're saying yes. And then they asked, should you go with another doctor, you know, go over with a clean slate? And they said no. Also, they're saying patience is important here because, you know, when the doctor prescribes the supplements, a lot of times, you know, and I went through this with my thyroid. A lot of times a doctor will prescribe something. And take, for instance, vitamin D. About 3 years ago, my vitamin D levels were so low, they were almost non-existent. And then when my doctor prescribed the vitamin D, she did say that vitamin D is one of the slowest increasing things in the body, that it would take close to about 18 months to 2 years to build up to those levels that my body will be able to respond to it. So they're saying have patience, and the body is not something that recovers, you know, very quickly. And the supplements that the doctor is asking you to take, it may take quite a while for those levels to have an impact. So, but the Posse of Angels are saying that this doctor is very beneficial for you, and to give it time for it to help you. So let's go to the cards and see what the cards say.
About that.
Yep.
She wants me, I've been plant-based for so long, and she doesn't want me to use any plant proteins at all and eat like 7 to 8 servings of animal protein a day, which was a big shift for me. And carbs she made off limits, but also, you know, lentils, soybeans, beans, you know. So that was one of the other things that was hard. So they feel like that would be okay for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're saying yes.
Oh.
And they're saying, yeah, they're saying, yes, it would be beneficial for you and to give it time. Yeah, I got that it would be beneficial. The first card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Cups. Now, the Queen of Cups is that intuitive queen. I mean, she's the one that, you know, you were led to this doctor in the first place. I know, having spoken to you, Stephanie, before, that you do rely on your intuition, your heartfelt urgings, and you found your way to this doctor. And so to give it time and to give it energy and to allow yourself to receive the information. The next card that's coming out for you is Dublin Market. Okay, this one is the Devil card. The Devil card is the card of well, you know, nobody likes to get the Devil card, but the Devil card is often about ego or addictions. And a lot of times it's about our default programming and immediately going to the worst instead of thinking for the best. And bless the doctor, bless the fact that you're being given these, and having access to this information. And when you put your emphasis on that, your immune system starts to charge itself. And the next card that's coming out for you is the Nine of Wands. And this card is really the card of a new light that is shining in your life. It's a card of feeling a little bit battle weary and feeling like, oh, you know, I just have to keep going. I'm already exhausted. I'm already weary. But that's the time when we really need to put our emphasis on our blessings and how fortunate we truly are. So I'll choose one more card for you from my mystical deck as I did. It must be a day where we choose four cards. This is a card of the Tiger, and this is a card of summoning courage and confidence. So confident that stop questioning so much. Summon the confidence to know that your body is healing, it's healing in its own time, and that you're very fortunate and blessed to have all of this help when it comes to your health. So I've got another caller. I hope that's helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
And I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Sophia in Los Angeles. Sophia, you are on the line with Claire Candy Hoff.
Oh, hi, Candy. My question is, I want to find out about what the angels are advising regarding work and love, or if they have anything specific they want to tell me.
Okay.
So maybe a general reading.
Okay, just a general reading. That's fine. Okay. How do you feel?
Love,
I was gonna say, because it's just a general reading. How are you feeling in the past couple of months? Are you feeling optimistic? Are you feeling blessed? Are you feeling positive?
I have bouts of you know, optimism with anxiety, and I'm just wondering what they see for me or what their advice is.
Okay, all right. But even before I take a card out, their advice to you is to let go of expectations and attachments to how you think life should or has to or ought to work out for you. Just let go of what you expect in order to receive the beautiful blessings that God has for you and your ability to co-create with that higher source to open to receive to them. Okay? Also, what you can do...
What should I be doing?
What's that?
What are they saying? What should I be doing to, like, let go?
In order to let go, we need to bless what we have in the present moment. If you want more love in your life, then you thank God for all the love of the people that you love. And if you want more love, show more love. I often say, thank you, God, for all the people that I love in my life. This was before I met my beautiful twin flame husband, Pete. I said, thank you for my lovely friends, my loving family, you know, the the love I give my pets, the love I give to my plants when I water them, the love that I have to strangers, or kindness that's shown to me and I show to others. So build up that love. Let go of the expectation. In work, bless. Do you have a job now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bless the job that you're in now, because unless we bless what we have already, we will not be given more. So those two things are very important that the Posse of Angels are sharing with us, is that one, bless what you have in the present moment. And if you feel like you want to receive more, then give more love and bless what you have been given already. Okay, let's go to the cards with a couple more minutes left and see what comes out. This card is for you, is the Empress. How beautiful. The Empress card is that card of creativity. Do you find ways to be creative, Sophia?
I do find, yes.
Okay. They want you to really to nurture and to nourish your soul and to feel like you're an independent, loving person in and of yourself. You don't need somebody in your life because you're going to fill yourself up with love. But that love then works like a beacon of light that goes out and attracts to you a love partner. Okay, the next card that's coming out for you is the Ten of Winter, which is the Ten of Swords, which is often the burden card. They want you to unburden yourself and say to the universe, I am not lacking anything in my life. I am so full right now. I have a job. I have people that love me, that I love them, and then put your emphasis on that love that you do have, and more will be given. And the next card is, oh, I love this card, the Six of Pentacles, and this is the receiving card, the receiving abundance. It can be an abundance of money, of health, of wealth, of well-being, of love, of all kinds of things in our life. But it's the card, certainly, of receiving and in this respect. And one more card for you, because it seems to be a day where four cards are called for. And then this card is... Oh, okay. This card is Seek Clarity, it's called. An Epiphany. It's the Epiphany card. It's that card where you're a bit shocked and you wake up and you said, I've always had love in my life. I don't lack for love. There's no scarcity there because I am love. And then you see yourself as love, and then your whole world starts to become love. You have work. You have abundance in your life. And when you put your focus on that abundance, then the world opens up and gives you more abundance. You're very welcome, Sophia.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
And thank you so much to those callers. Thank you for everyone. And that's a great reminder for our last caller. If you want something in your life, put your focus and your blessings and bless those things that you already have in your life. Let's actually choose a card just to finish the show off, a card for everyone on this day of the summer solstice, the summer equinox. And this is, and I was speaking about new beginnings, it's the Dove card. And of course, Dove is the sign of peace, being peaceful within. But on the bottom, it says, take a leap forward. This is the time where we will see the tangible manifestation of all those seeds that we planted, of all that inspired action that we took, and now it will be presented to us for those new doors to open to take that leap forward. So that just about wraps up the show for today. Again, thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. And do remember that Angel Healing House Radio, with me, Claire Candy Hoff, airs every week. Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on its lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, for my extraordinary, remarkable books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, which, by the way, is the sequel to One True Home, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant, beautiful light to shine forth and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings, and I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.